Eckhart, my question is around surrender. I'm curious, once the egoic shell has cracked open and the light of consciousness is peeking through, can the ego surrender itself to that light of consciousness, or ultimately must it be surrendered?
The ego, I often talk of the ego as if it were an entity. It's not really an entity. It acts as if it were an entity. It seems to be an entity that has taken possession of you. But ultimately, what it is, it's only a particular way of your mind to function, an identification with the mind. So the ego itself is that dysfunctional way in which the mind works. And when that comes to an end, the dysfunctional way cannot put an end to its own dysfunction. It can only dissolve when awareness arises. Awareness is not thought. Awareness is consciousness prior to thought. And you realize that you are that, and whatever the mind produces and says are thoughts. But the thoughts are then no longer endowed with a sense of self. And that's the end of the ego. When you no longer identify with every thought that comes, that's the end of the ego. So that's what happens. So I don't know, in the way you formulate the question, the ego cannot dissolve itself, but in the light of awareness, it dissolves.